HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to send us a snow day in this part of the world just 2 days after the new construction of Beth Abraham opened for business. I figured it was an incredible opportunity that Baruch Hu was giving us to use Zoom instead of as a step down from having Shir live. Let's use it as a kli to elevate our learning and to seize a unique learning opportunity. What I'd love to do is a live Halacha Shir. Right now, I'm going to take you, regardless of what state you're in, New York, New Jersey, or anywhere else, I would love to do is spend the next little while together, to spend Shir this morning, exploring the fundamentals of Hilchos Mezuzah, from the Pesukim, from the Sugyas, a lot of the issues of Halacha L'maisa. And when you learn Hilchos Mezuzah, often it's very visual. So you're learning the Dinim, you're learning the Sugyas, maybe something goes on a whiteboard, but then there needs to be a separate walkthrough afterwards to see some of the deen we learned about. So what we're going to try right now is to integrate all of that and do that live. We're going to see where the Yesodos come from the Gemaras, and we're going to take you around part of this new construction. Last week, before we opened, I discussed one night to be a part of the team that was doing a walkthrough of the building, figuring out how many mezuzahs we need downstairs, how many mezuzahs we need upstairs, there. Which rooms need mezuzahs, which rooms don't, which doorways need mezuzahs, which doorways don't. So we're going to do a mezuzah walkthrough right now together on site. And Hilchos Mezuzah begins. Mitzvah Daraisa of Prayer Mezuzah, of course, begins with a pasuk that we say several times every day. Uchsavatam al mezuzahs be'secho v'sharecha, of course, appears twice in Chumash, at the end of the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, at the end of the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, which is how we know, as the Gemara points out on Daf Lama Dalet and Menachos, that's how we know that those are the two parashas that appear in the mezuzah. The mezuzah consists of writing those two parashas, Shema V'Ahavta, as well as V'Hayim Shemoa, on a piece of cloth, Savtama, Mezuzos, Pesecha, U'Bisharecha. The Gemara explains at Daf Lama Dalet, Maseches Menachos, that you don't, it doesn't mean that you literally, Yaho Yechteven Al Havanim, the Gemara. I might think here we are at a mezuzah. I might think you actually take out a pen and write on the doorpost. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara darshan is that chsav tam is based on now analyzing other psukim. Chsav tam mezuzah beisachu v'sharecha instead means writing on a piece of cloth, which you see right here. Most can talk about it being ideal in many cases to have a clear cloth, a clear case rather. You can see the cloth. But then you write those two parshas, Shema, Vayim, Shema, on a piece of cloth. Then you attach it, Al Mezuzah, Be'Secho, Bishara, to the mezuzah, to the side post. In Biblical Hebrew, this is the mezuzah. Biblical Hebrew, the side post, the post of the house, that is actually the mezuzah. We, in the language of Mishnah, is we often use the word mezuzah to mean a piece of parchment. The Chumash actually says, "Uchsav tam, write the parsha, then attach them to the mezuzah of your house." That's why when you learn Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Mezuzah, sometimes it's confusing. What do you mean by the word mezuzah? So when necessary, poskim will actually use to differentiate, they'll talk about mezuzahs ha-pesach and mezuzahs ha-klav. Mezuzahs ha-pesach is, in the biblical sense, the actual doorpost, and mezuzahs ha-klav is the piece of parchment, what we usually call the mezuzah. So we're going to explore most of Hilchos Mezuzah, obviously, is based on those words. Uchsavtam al mezuzos esecha uvisharecha. I don't want to focus right now on the sophros aspects of Hilchos Mezuzah, how you're writing, what type of cloth, what type of dig, and so on and so forth. Maybe as Purim gets closer, we'll actually have a chance to take a little bit of a peek some of the sophros aspects that mezuzah and Megillah share. Right now, I want to focus on the part of Hilchos Mezuzah that comes up much more frequently for non-sofrim, and that's the dinim of Kviyas Mezuzah. The dinim of Kviyas Mezuzah break into two major parts. One is, are you chayiv? And the other one is, given that you're chayiv, how do you put it up? In other words, the first question is, what's considered a doorway? What's considered a room? Which rooms, which doorways are chayiv mezuzah, and which are not? What are the rules that drive it up? What are the rules that drive them? And as we're going to see, it really boils down to, at its core, defining those terms. Mezuzos, Pesecha, Uvisharecha. So let's get started with bias. If you have, I had mentioned earlier in the email, if you have Gemara's handy, you can definitely take a look. Most of, you could look inside. If you don't have Gemara's handy, you could just listen along. We're going to be on the road here in the Shir. Most of the sugyas of mezuzah and the Bavli, the majority, the sugyas of mezuzah and the Bavli appear in Maseches Menachos and Maseches Yuma. Maseches Menachos daf lamed gimel lamed aleph, and Maseches Yuma centered around daf yud aleph. But we begin actually with the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. At the very beginning of Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara has a brisa that gives a general definition of bias. The brisa lists a host of different areas where the Chumash uses the term bias. Mezuzah and makkah and bias for chazar mi'orcha b'chama, a wide variety of dinim. And the brisa says that whenever the Torah uses the word bias, one of the conditions, one of the criteria to define something as a bias is it has to be Dalad al Dalad. It comes up in Sukkah because it's a machlokas ha-tanaim. Does the Sukkah also have to be Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos? We assume that it does not. Sukkah is exception. Sukkah is not a bias. But deen that require bias, such as mezuzah, in order to be chayiv in mezuzah, this has to be an entrance. Mezuzah's beisecha visharecha. Here we are as we enter the social home. Here we are as into the social hall. So there's the mezuzah leading into a room which is clearly more than Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos. So far, so good. In terms of the other rules of the structure of the bias, so the Gemara appears to say in the Maseches Menachos daf lamed gimel amud beis, the Gemara says that you only chayiv mezuzah if you have a tikra, which usually means a roof. So the basic conditions of a room, structural conditions of a room to be chayiv mezuzah is a room which is at least a space of at least dalad al dalad and a space which has a roof. We'll return to that some more in a couple of minutes. But those are the basic terms. Turn the way the Rambam presents it. The Rambam beginning of the sixth parak of Hilchos Mezuzah, exceptionally organized and methodical, kedarko. He lists 10 conditions you need to have in place in order to be chayiv. In order to be chayiv in mezuzah. So two of those 10 conditions are conditions that have to do with the tzura of the bayis, the structure of the room. And they are dalad al dalad and having a. Then the Torah doesn't only say uchsavtam amezuzas bayis, or uchsavtam amezuzas ha bayis. The Torah says uchsavtam amezuzas beisecha, your house. What do you mean beisecha? What does that mean? So the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, a long brisa of Maseches Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara understands that Beisecha, your house, means it's not enough that it's just a structure out there. It has to be a Beis Dir. It has to be a room, a space that you actually live in, that you actually use. Tosfos and Menachos, later in Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet, wonders and has a machlokes, how about Beisecha as in belonging to you, in the simple sense. You have to own the house. So if you have a rental, are you chayiv min haTorah? You chayiv only midrabanan. I don't own it. So and that's two deis in Tosfos. Whether beisecha also means a house that you own. Tosfos points out the word beisecha appears twice in Chumash, because the pasuk appears twice in Shema and in Vayam Shema, in Vaschanan and Ekev. So it may be that the second one means beisecha shelcha. It could be that if it's a rental, it's only chayiv midrabanan. Could be that there's also a condition that you have to own the house, but certainly Beisecha clearly means that the Braisa and Yuma is explicit about Beisecha. It certainly means a bias that you live in. There has to be a dira of the bias. So we think about the conditions that the criteria that a room that a bias has to meet in order to be chayiv mezuzah. Number one, there are conditions of the tzura of the bias, the structure. It has to have the right space, right size, it has to be at least dalad amos, and it has to have al pi pashtus a roof. And then there are the conditions of the function of the house, of the dira of the bayis. So what constitutes dira of a bayis? What constitutes dira of a bayis? There has to be, as Rambam puts it, diras adam. People live in this room. So al pi pashtus, a dining room, a bedroom, a living room, a kitchen, places where people spend time doing doing those sorts of functions, that is diras adam and that is chayiv. So for instance, here as you walk in once again into the social hall, so behind me is a mezuzah, because this is a room that will, among other things, be used for eating. So this is definitely alpi pashtus, has diras adam and is chayiv. There is a machlokas hatanoim and a machlokas rishonim hapasim. Let's switch around the camera. As we leave the social hall, we come to another room, another very important room, especially this season of the year, coat room. Is the coat room chayiv mezuzah or is the coat room not chayiv mezuzah? So that's actually a machlokas hatanoim in Maseches Yuma. Big machlokas rishonim hapasim, machlokas rush and Rambam. Many, maybe most issues in Hilchos Mezuzah are Machlokas Rush and Rambam. And what's the issue? So the issue is, the Gemara gives a host of examples of Beis HaOtzer, different types of storage space. It could be a garage, could be a pantry in your home, or it could be a barn where the animals live there, but animals are not Chayiv Mezuzah. Humans are Chayiv Mezuzah. But humans use the barn to store the animals, to keep the animals, or humans use a garage, perhaps a drive-in garage, to store the cars. Or we might use this coat room to store our coats. So would you call this dira? What do I do here exactly? I'm not living in the coat room. I'm doing things in the coat room. You had a kiddush in the coat room. Maybe that would be different. But if I'm just going in. So the fact that my coat stays here for hours, that's the dira of my coat. Machlokas hatanah, machlokas rosh and rambam, halacha. Is would you say the fact that I go in and out to access my things, I go in to leave my things, I go back in to take my things, is that enough of a dira to be mechayiv and mezuzah or not? So halacha l'maisa, as you see, there is mezuzah. Halacha l'maisa is mezuzah because the Rosh paskins that otsar is chayiv and mezuzah. So as is the case with many issues in Hilchos Mezuzah, especially since mezuzah is typically a daraisa, pasuk in the chumash, and with the machlokas we've shown him, typically our approach is that misafik you have to put mezuzah. On the other hand, misafik you do not make a bracha. We put up, if you're putting up together with other mezuzos, you make a bracha only on the first mezuzah. Anyhow, just like bedikas chametz, you only make a bracha on the first room, and then you can proceed to check all the rooms in the house and maybe the cars or whatever else. You make a bracha on the first round that covers everything. So that's true. And the Shuvas Rashba is quoted in Siman Reish Pei Tes and Yeredeya. That's true for mezuzah also. You're putting up a whole set of, you're moving into a house, moving into an apartment, putting up a whole slew of mezuzahs. So you only make a bracha on the first mezuzah, and then you put up the whole series of mezuzahs. And that's what the post can point out, that it's critically important, practically, to know whether a given place is chayiv bevadai, or chayiv misafik. Number one, if it's a safik, you're not going to make a bracha if you're putting that up alone. Number two, if you're putting up a whole series of mezuzahs, you're going to want to think carefully about your sequence. You're going to want to make sure that the first mezuzah that you put up is one that's vadai chayiv, so you can make a bracha on that chiyuv vadai, and then all the others fall into place after. Put up all the safik chiyuv mezuzah as well, and now there's no concern if it's chayiv. So I put up a mezuzah, and it was even covered by a bracha. If it's potter, there was no bracha l'atala, because I already made the bracha earlier on a vadai. See, here's an example of that. You would not put up the mezuzah first in the pantry. You would leave the pantry for later down the list of the mezuzahs that you're putting up. You first put up the mezuzah, let's say, in the bedroom, which is chayiv v'vadai. Let's take a look at another place, another din of dira, the way the Rambam organizes based on the price, has to be dira, as the Rambam puts it, dira sadam, has to be a place that's people in which people live. He said a social hall, a bedroom, living room, a dining room, those are vadai chayiv. Storage is a suffix, whether it's dira sadam or not. There are other rules of dira as well. It's not enough that it's Diras Adam, it also has to be Diras Kavod. So here, for instance, the bathroom. So the bathroom has no, as you know, the bathroom has no chayiv mezuzah. Why not? Certainly it's a room that people use. So the answer is, yeah, but the Brisa says it's not enough that's a Diras Adam, it also has to be Diras Kavod. And a bathroom is an example of a room that lacks it's an important function, but it's a function which people are not dressed in dignified fashion while they're using it. Therefore, that is a dira she'eino shalom in mezuzah. If we can take a walk around, here's another question. So here we are back in the lobby. What do I say about the lobby? Well, here we are, coming from the front. The very first room is this vestibule. Coming from the outside. Here we are outside. And as you see, walking in, we walk into this vestibule, as in many buildings, and then into the lobby. So we would never normally give it a second thought. Of course, this was on the floor. But the question is it so obvious? Now that we're beginning to think in the categories of Hilchas Mezuzah, you have to ask yourself, well, what's the dira of the lobby? Now again, so some lobbies are used sometimes for funds, and some lobbies are used to set up a small kiddush or something like that. Other lobbies are just used as a walkway. Certainly the vestibule, that first room, is only going to be used as a walkthrough, as a pass-through. There's no dira in that room itself. So now that we begin to think about Hilchas Mezuzah in a more methodical way, we start to question the basics. Should there be a mezuzah on the front door? We would always take it as a given, of course. But come to think of it, I don't know, the door into the social hall, the door into my bedroom, the door into my dining room, yeah, that's a door into a room with a dira. But if you have a house, some houses, the front door leads you directly into the dining room, into the living room, something like that. Other houses, the front door leads you into a little room. It's just a pass-through, just a foyer or a vestibule. Are you chayav? It's shocking, but 1 second. So here we come to a fascinating Bryce. And we're going to touch back on a thread we had left hanging before. The Bryce in Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, more or less towards the very beginning of the mezuzah sugyas in Yuma. So the Bryce said, let's go back to the pasuk. We spent a lot of time talking about the word bias or beisecha, right? So far we've seen that bias speaks to the structure of the room, dalet al dalet, and alpi pashis in the roof. And beisecha, at chaf, speaks to the fact that it's not enough to have a tzura of a bias, but you have to have a dira of the bias as well. And we touched on, there are more conditions. We touched on some of the conditions, some of the criteria that go into the dira of the bias. Dira sadam, dira skavad. There's more, but now let's turn our attention to the next word. Uvish arech. What does that teach? Uchsavtam amazuzas beisech. That sounds like that should have been perfectly sufficient. What's the uvish arech? Why does the Torah have to tell me I'm putting up on my gates? What are those? You already said the doorposts of the house. So the Braisa says in Maseches Yuma that uvish arech. Uvish arech actually teaches me is marbe beyond just the mezuzah of the bias. It's also marbe other spaces, such as Sharei Chatzeros, the gateway into a chatzer, or Sharei Ayaros, the gateway into the city. Think about the gateways as you enter into the old city of Yerushalayim. Those grand doorways. There's the mezuzah. Or if I have a chatzer, the old system of construction, nowadays we have separate homes and we have apartment buildings. Multiple apartments that are part of it, into roofed hallways. Once upon a time, it's something similar but outdoors. Mm-hmm. We have a courtyard and multiple homes, multiple batim would feed in to the courtyard. So you walk through a doorway into an open air, unroofed air, walled in but unroofed open air courtyard, a chatzer, and then from there you go into the homes. So the Braisa says, So you might be wondering, if you're trying to put the pieces together, you might be wondering, as a Baliatosis, the Rush quotes this, says, 1 second, didn't you tell me before that one of the dinam of the Tsuras Habayas, to be chayiv, the space has to be roofed. It has to be dal al dal, and it has to be roofed. He said that's based on a Gemara, the roof. Dal al dal is based on a Gemara and Sukkah. Bias in general requires dal al dal for all sorts of areas of halacha. The roof, that's based on Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel. Gemara talks about needing needing a shikfi and tikra. Tikra sounds like a root. So the Rishonim said, one second. So, how do you tell me the Shari Chatzeris or Chayiv? Shari Ayaris or Chayiv? But the Chatzer is doesn't have a roof. Okay. After brief intermission. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties here. The technology has its challenges, but Baruch Hashem has its incredible opportunities. Thank you all for your patience. Okay. So we're back. Sorry for that little technical snafu. And now we're back. We were talking about Uvish Arecha, that Brisa and Yuma understand that's an extra word. What do I learn? Tarkov just said, what's added by the term Uvish Arecha? And the answer is, Uvish Arecha, Brisa says, adds Shari Chatzeres, Shari Yaros, that not only do you need a mezuzah on the door into a room in your house, even the doorway into the streets of the city, the doorway into the streets of Yerushalayim. So that as we left off before I lost connection temporarily. So the Balya Tosas asked, Rasha asked, Chachmei Ashkenaz asked, I don't understand the truth as the Rambam asks it as well. Darko in a more subtle fashion. The Rishonim are bothered. I don't understand. There's no tikra. There's no roof. Didn't we say before that Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, the Gemara says you need to have shikfi and tikra. Shikfi sounds like a mashkof. We'll get back to that. The post along the top, mezuzah, the posts on the side, the horizontal pieces. And shikfi sounds like a mashkof, the piece across the top. So what are we to make? Let's take a look for a moment, as you see here. There you see the door, right? So there you see, there's your mezuzah. There's your vertical post along the side. And there's your mashkof. The horizontal, I believe it's called in English, the lintel. So remember that word from... You'll remember that word on Parsha's bow. We put the dam al shtei hamezuzos, dal hamashkof. Mashkof is the piece across the top, cross piece across the top, and the mezuzos are the two side posts. So the Gemara says in Daf Lam Gimel, you need to have shikvi, which sounds like a mashkof, and you need to have a tikra. You need to have roof. But what are we supposed to make of it? What are we supposed to make of this? And why are Shari Chatzeres and Shari Yeros Chayiv? So there are three teirutzim in Rishon. One answer the Rosh has is, well, maybe that's not what tikra means. Maybe tikra doesn't mean roof. Maybe there's no need to have a roof. Maybe their tikra actually means mashkof. Tikra means the roof of the doorway, not the roof of the room. And maybe shikfi means mezuzos. That's one possibility. We do not accept that. We assume that you do need to have a roof from Yechayev. So then where does that leave us? So Rosh gives a different answer. What I want to focus on now is the answer. The Sephardi answer, the answer that they quote in the bottom of the Rush, Rabbeinu Manoach, and it's essentially parallel to what the Rif and the Rambam say as well. And that is the following. What does Uvish Arecha teach me? That drasha, that pasuk Uvish Arecha, is Mosif, Melame, the Shari Chatzeres, Shari Ayaros, Machayim. You know, the nature that Gzeir Sakasim is that you're not only the doorway that directly leads you into the room. Before we were looking over there, at the doorway social side, it has a ballot, and it has a roof, and it's used for diras adam, people eat there, diras kava, fulfills all the other rules of dir we haven't even spoken about, diras kava. So that's a doorway. That's mezuzah. Basically, it's a mezuzah device. And what Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam Rosh say is that is also those doorways. The doorway outside into the vestibule. Then again, the next row of doorways leading from the vestibule into the lobby are all doorways that lead me ultimately into the social hall. So that's a Pesach Hamevi Lidei. It's a Pesach. It's an indirect doorway into the bayis. It's a non-adjacent doorway. And the Rabbeinu Manoach and Rama the Rif all say that's the Gzeiras HaKasav. That's the drasha of Visharecha. Visharecha teaching it says Shari Chatzeres are chayv. Shari Yaros are chayv. Why are you chayv on the Shari to the Chatzer? Not because the Chatzer itself is chayv. Why do I put a mezuzah on the doorway, the beautiful stone doorway into the old city? Not because the streets of the old city are chayv. Some Rishonim might say that. The Rush might say that. Rabbeinu Manoach, the Rama, the Rif, they say no. Why would the streets be chayv? It has no roof. Why would the courtyard be chayv? It has no roof. Elamai, the Shara Chatz, the Shara here is chayv, not because the streets are abayis, it's chayv mezuzah, but because you need to go, you go through that doorway. It's a way of getting into the house. I'm going to go through the doorway of Yerushalayim to get into my living room. I'm going to go through the doorway of the courtyard to get to my house, to get to my bedroom, to get to my kitchen, to get to my diet. It's a Pesach HaMevili day by Sachayev, the mezuzah. There are other ways of understanding it, but the Rambam, the Rif, Rabbeinu Manoach, understand that the front door that leads into a lobby, that leads into a vestibule, that sort of base shar is Chayev min HaTorah because it's an indirect doorway into a place which is Chayev min Mezuzah. So far we spent quite a bit of time talking about bias and talking about shar and bias, besecha, and visharecha. And this has been an exploration so far of some of the rules of what sort of bias is Chayev Mezuzah. I've said before, you think about the major section of the Hilchos Mezuzah, Kviyas Mezuzah, is which places need mezuzah and which don't. So that breaks into three parts. Number one, what are the structural conditions of the house? So he said the space, the room has to be dalal, and according to most Rishonim, it has to have a tikra, has to have a roof. And then we spoke about the dira of the bais, some of the rules about the function of the house. But now we turn our attention more fully, and we're ready to start to get into a little bit, into the rules of the Pesach itself. Not only do you have to, are the conditions, criteria that their bias has to meet, uchsavtam al mezuzos Pesach. There are obviously criteria that the Pesach has to meet as well. Matter of fact, when we talk about in Hilchas Erev, about Suras HaPesach, in the context of Mechitzas of Shabbos, that creating what we call Yiddish and Erev, poles and strings, we create a series of Suros Pesachim, of doorways that count as a part of a Mechitza to surround the space and to make Yerushal Sayachid, in terms of Hilchas Shabbos. So a lot of those deem appear in Masechas Erev and Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara there, Erev and Daf Yud Aleph, explicitly equates it, at least partially, to the rules of Tzuras HaPesach for Mezuzah. Interestingly, there are some Gemaras that appear both in Erev and Daf Yud Aleph and Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Some of the Memras and Brises appear in both places. Not sure, just as a curiosity, not sure how often that happens. You have the same Memra appears on the same blot number in two different Pesach. So here you have it. So this is the dinam of Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos is somewhat similar to Tzuras HaPesach for Mezuzah. Now, typically, when you talk about Tzuras HaPesach, it means that you have, I think if I would put up an Erev, you have two side posts and you have a piece on top. Like you said, the Pesukim in Parshas Bo. Shteha Mezuzos, as well as the Mashko. Now, in Maseches Menachos, Dalet, the Gemara is interested in Machlokas. How about if you only have one? If you only have one, Machlokas are Meir and the Chachamim, and it's once again, Machlokas, Rosh and Rambam, Hadapaskin, it does the Torah says, Uchstatam al Mezuzo, Spesecha. It sounds like there's more than one. It sounds like you have, again, a normal, typical doorway, as you see over here, right? Typical doorway. You have mezuzah on the right and mezuzah on the left. Is that that's typical? Is that required? Is that required? Is that required or is it just typical? So that's like machlokes Rambam. On the one hand, the Torah says uchsavtam al mezuzos pesach. That sounds like you need two lashon rabim. There are arguments against, one of which is the pasuk we just mentioned before in Parshas Bo, the Torah doesn't just say you put the blood on the mezuzos. There it says al shtei ha-mezuzos. So that might be mashma that if you don't say shtei, then stam mezuzos without a number, maybe it's just one. The machlok is that tana, machlok is Yishonim, Rosh and Rambam, how to paskin. So if you have two doorposts, you're going to be chayiv of badai. You have just one doorpost, so then you're going to be chayiv of something. You put it up without a permit. That's so fast. The Gemara says, well, are you even chayiv misafek? It depends which side the mezuzah is on. The Gemara says, if you have a mezuzah on one side, and now on the other side, as you enter this doorway, on the left side, there is no kitzur. It just extends straight. On the right side, we'll get back to the moment, there is perhaps a kitzur. So if the Gemara says, if the Bitsim would only be on the left, your Fadai Pater, because we put the mezuzah on the right side. That's another din that we learned from Beisach. Yamin bi'ascha, on the right side as you enter. Yamin ha'knisa. So the Gemara says, if there's only a Bitsim on the left, there's nothing to talk about, because there needs to be a Bitsim, there needs to be a mezuzah on the right that would allow me to attach a mezuzah. If there's a mezuzah on the right, not a left, which is exactly what we have over here. So indeed, we do have a mezuzah on the right side. That's once again a suffix. That is once again a suffix. Machlokas, we said machlokas atanah, machlokas shomer haskin. So we would, if that was our only mezuzah, we already said that there's already one reason why this Kenisa into the coat room is the machlokas. The machlokas because of the diras habayis. It's only an otsar. Another reason why it's machlokas whether it's chayv pater is because there's no pitzim mismal. There's only a pitzim mimin. On the left side, there's no mezuzah. Only on the right. There's also a third reason, as well as a third reason for this to be a topic. There's a third machlokas. That actually takes us to the Gemara top of Taf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about two of later Amram, we're in exactly such a place, and where the walls just ended, what Rashi refers to as Rosh Eksalim. See, there's no separate frame. A typical doorway, like this door into the social hall, there's an actual separate frame, as you see. That white frame, the wall ends, and there's actual posts. And then there you go. There's my mezuzah on the right side. There's my mashka close to the top. There's my mezuzah on the left side. And I come back to the door into the coat room, and there isn't a separate pitzim. There isn't a separate thing. The wall just ends. But the Rishon referred to as a rosh kosim, the tip of the wall. That time, so the Gemara actually tells a story. The top of the Gemara says the two Amram are talking. And one says, but should we try it? The other one says, but there are no ptimim. There are no ptimim. To which the first Amor responds, Adi ptimim, here they are. Take a look. Shalom and welcome back to Beth Eden. Pleasure to invite you all back. Let's wrap up what we're up to. And we'll leave the rest for a different time. So once again, thank you for your patience and further technical snafus. We're once again back up, and we were considering before that entrance into the coat room, and that one entrance captures so much of mezuzah. The machlokas Rambam Rush, whether you're chayv or not, the Rambam would say number one that you're patur because it lacks Diras Adam, the Rambam is of the opinion, Rambam Pasul's like those Tanam, that Otsa, that mere storage space, isn't sufficient usage to qualify as Dira. Number two, the Rambam would say that space is Pater, because it only has a Pitsim Yamin, but not a Pitsim small. Another Machlok is Atanam, which is Machlok is Rashi and Rambam, Halacha. Number three, the Rambam would say that you're Pater. Because he does not accept that statement of the Amoran that Adi Pitzimim, Here they go, even though there aren't an actual frame, the Rosh Kosel suffices. On all these three issues, the Rosh would disagree. Halacha l'maisa, we are machmir with all three positions of the Rosh. That Otsar is chayiv, that having just one pitzim is chayiv, as long as it's a pitzim yidin, and that you don't even have to have a separate pitzim, a Rosh Kosel on the right side suffices. That's what we saw. Indeed, we do purposes in such a space. I have a chance to show you before the phone went down, the second time the phone went down. You look at that door, you'll also see you do need to have a mashkel. The Rosh agrees you have to have at least one mezuzah, and a mashkel. Has to be even if you accept the Rosh, has to be a drop. If the ceiling just goes straight across, there's no mashkel, there's no chiyuv. If there's a drop, the piece that protrudes down, just like a piece that protrudes from the right, sideways, so then you are chayiv. There's actually a fourth reason why the Rambam would say that doorway is pater, and that the Rambam holds based on the Gemara Lam Gimel, the Menachas, that you have to actually have doors. The Gemara interprets a story of Rav Nachman as saying that if there's no doors, there's no chayiv mezuzah. We would be machmer against all four positions of the Rambam. Otsar is chayiv, just one pitzim is chayiv, is moved to men. Rosh Hashanah count as a pitzim, as a mezuzah, and as a mashkov, and the lasos, the actual doors, are optional. So for all four of those reasons, we would put a mezuzah, but the bracha, machma like the Rosh, and maybe your chayiv, machma like the Rambam, and maybe your pater, and therefore safik brachas lachem. And there's more to talk about in terms of, we were focused on Reish Pei Vav, Reish Pei Zayin, whether or not you're chayiv. And as we had a chance to explore the conditions, the criteria of the structure of the room, criteria of the dira of the room, many of them, and some of the criteria of the structure, the tzura of the Pesach. And maybe a different time, we'll return to Hilchos Mezuzah to look at, given that I am chayiv, how do I put it up? How high? How deep, which side, how do you figure out right and left? I'll leave you with a nugget to think about in terms of that, and a nugget to wrap this up. The nugget to think about in terms of some of those shilas, the most basic rule we all know growing up, in terms of positioning of a mezuzah, siman reish peites, is of course, as we mentioned earlier, put the mezuzah on the right side going in. Which seems simple. It's very important, the Gemara. It's a one din of positioning about which the Gemara is absolutely clear that it is ma'akev, not just the chatchila. If you put me small, you're not yotze. So you really got to get it right. The problem is it's often not clear what's right. Because if you have one room schoolhouse, okay, the front door of a house, it's obvious that on the right side going in is on the right side going in. Where it gets a little sticky is when you begin to think about an internal door. And not an internal door into a dead-end room, like a bedroom, but let's say you have the doorways on the first floor between the living room and the dining room and the kitchen and the den, all the rooms sort of feed into one another. So between the living room and the dining room, between the dining room and the kitchen, you can put the mezuzah on the right side going into which? Right side going into the living room, right side going into the dining room. It could be either one. It's actually a very fascinating area of halacha, is what to say not only about right and left, but also about how high and about how deep. Maybe we'll take that up another shiur. For now, I want to leave you with the way the Rambam closes Hilchos Mezuzah at the end of Perek Vav. The Rambam has 10 prakim of Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, because the Rambam, as a matter of course, never had a section less than 3 prakim long. So anytime he had a topic that was only a paragraph too long, they were put together with others. Perhaps later this week we take a look at Hilchos Megillah the Chanukah, which is 4 prakim long, 2 of Megillah, 2 of Chanukah. Mezuzah is only 2 prakim long. Tefillin and Sefer Torah, each 4. So the first 4 prakim, prakim Aleph through Daled, are Hilchos Tefillin. Prakim Zayin through Yud, the last 4 prakim, are Hilchos Sefer Torah. The middle 2 prakim, Hei and Vav, Hilchos Mezuzah. The very end of Halach, a Perek Vav, after discussing all the halachas, how you write a mezuzah, and where, how and where you put up the mezuzah, which doors are chayiv, and which rooms are chayiv, the very end, the Rambam says, it's worth reflecting for a moment, as he so often does at the end of an Erev Halacha, on the themes of the din. What are the ideas? What are the hashkafic aspects? The time of the krah? What are the moral, ethical, religious principles that this mitzvah is conveying? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeking to help us grow? And he says something so simple and so profound and so beautiful. He says, what could be more mundane than walking from place to place? Walking through a doorway, walking from one room to another room, walking inside, walking outside. What could be more meaningless, mundane, banal, than just walking through? Says the Rambam, with the simple seeming mitzvah of mezuzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to transform an incredibly meaningless act into utterly profound one. Rambam says, a person walks through a doorway and takes a moment to focus on the mezuzah and what it says. You just came face to face. You just encountered Ikari Ayadas. You just encountered Yichud HaBorei V'Ahavaso. You just encountered Shema Yisrael. You just encountered Atzah Hashem Elokecha. So many of the Ikari Amuna. Tosas writes to Menachas. Tosas understand that the term Amita Shel Torah, the truth of Torah, sometimes refers to the mezuzah in particular, because it captures so many of the Ikari Amuna. It speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's one God who runs the entire world. And we're meant to have a relationship with Him. He gives us mitzvahs, limud Torah, as opposed to permeate our lives. Malachim Shemai speak about how the whole system of mitzvahs and how they matter. The schar and onesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares about what we're doing. As we discussed a couple of weeks ago on the Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, speaks about Eretz Yisrael, speaks about schar v'onesh. The Rambam says, the Jew walks through a doorway and he passes by the mezuzah. He is pogeya. He's encountering Ikari Amuna. He's encountering his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avas Hashem. And he says, Miyana holch b'dar chemeshar. You encounter that, you're like almost automatically going to be on a straighter path. Now, what does that mean? You know, plenty of people walk by mezuzahs all day long and unfortunately do plenty of averus. So presumably what the Rambam means is if when you walk through the door, you actually encounter the mezuzah, it's going to have impact. Now leave with this challenge. 10% challenge. Imagine if even 10% of the time, one out of every 10 times you walk through a doorway, you put your hand on the mezuzah. Many have that practice Ramah talks about. Touch the mezuzah, later Achrim talk, kiss the mezuzah. Imagine if even one out of every 10 times you walk through a mezuzah, doorway that's chayiv mezuzah, you touch the mezuzah. And imagine if one out of every 10 times that you touched it, you took a moment or two or three just to think about what's written inside. Not deep Kabbalistic kavanas, halvai we should be zochim. Just to think about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He cares about me. He has expectations of me. I seek to care about him. If you do that, if even one every 10 times you walk through a doorway, you connect with the mezuzah. And one every 10 times you did that, you took a couple of moments to mentally, spiritually connect, to think, take a few moments to think. One out of 100 times you walk through a doorway, you're spending a few moments thinking about the content of the mezuzah. That, over time, cumulatively, in the long run, that's going to have massive impact. This is a transformative mitzvah. It's so simple, you can chas v'shalom set it and forget it. You can just put it up. There are very few ongoing meisim of the mitzvah once it's up. Every once in a while, you have to check it, perhaps. There are dinim about taking it down. But by and large, once the mitzvah is up, it's set. There are no ongoing ma'aseh mitzvah. You're chas v'shalom not to set and forget. If you set and think, it can reset you. Over time, the cumulative impact of an elevated walking from place to place with noticing the mezuzah, that can transform a Jew into over time into greater and greater Eved Hashem. These are some of the dinim of mezuzah, the Baruch Hashem. We had the chance through the opportunity of a Zoom shiur on a snow day to be able to discuss the sugyas and see the dinim in action live. And we had a chance to think about some of the ideas, think about how this helps us grow as ambitious Avdei Hashem.